And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
Just about to do the hero person of the week. But this hero has not only been on with us before, but also holds the record of the most... What is
appearances.
It? Most appearances,
yeah.
On Animal Radio.
Frequent flyer miles for frequent guests.
This will be his 13th appearance on Animal Radio. We welcome back Bob Barker. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Is this Hal?
Yes, it is.
Hal, this is our 13th get-together.
Is that unbelievable or what?
It is, but I'm scared now. Do you think anything's going to go wrong?
No. Well, I hope not.
No,
I
gotta... Well, we can just skip it and call it 14 if you'd like.
Oh, because
no, I'll go along with 13. Some people think 13 is lucky, so we'll hope we're among those folks.
Well, good. Well, you know what? You sound just absolutely fabulous, as usual.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know why I wouldn't sound as good as I ever have, because I'm just about as healthy as I've ever been. I was just talking with someone the other day, and I've gone through a period of excellent health, and I thank the good Lord for it.
Well, now, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I, in all seriousness, I there are a lot of answers for that, but to tell you the truth, I think it's nutrition and exercise.
Nutrition. What kind
nutrition of nutrition and exercise are important at every age? But when, as you get older, and I'm not just older, I'm old. I think it is really important. These people you see shuffling around, all bent over, they've forgotten to exercise.
What kind of exercise do you do?
Well, I do a lot of stretching, and I do some light weights, some dumbbells, 25 pounds. And then I get on an elliptical machine, and I get my heart in as good a shape as I can with that.
That's good. Joey, you should try that. That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying now?
Yeah. Just a little weight, picking up some weights here and there, and maybe a walk here and there. You'll live a long life.
It's that elliptical. I love the elliptical.
Well, you know, Bob, the reason we're having you on today is because you're our hero of the week.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank you very much. What did I do to earn that?
Well, you did multiple things, actually. Really, in fact...
Oh, I've been working that on a long time then.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you have. In fact, I would say that your greatest achievement really is your animal advocacy, wouldn't you?
Well, I certainly am devoting an awful lot of time to that now. I devoted time to it, too, when I was working, but now I have more time, and I'm... not only doing more of it, I'm doing it in more places.
Just this last April, you were you made a cameo appearance on The Bold and the Beautiful, one of the last surviving soap operas, and it was on behalf of animals.
And it was. And now, I am so happy that you brought that up.
Okay.
I am going to tape another Bold and Beautiful, and we're going to be plugging spay, neuter all through it, and... there's going to be a guy who gets kind of smart about it. And do you remember Happy Gilmore?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I do a return to the Happy Gilmore character, and I flatten the guy.
Oh, okay. I remember that from the movie, the Adam Sandler
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, the golf course.
That was 20 years ago. That movie came out in 1994.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to get into another fight. And I'm ready for it. I've been working out.
Yeah. Everybody knows that you talk about spaying and neutering. That's been your really kind of your motto, your tagline. But you've done other things like these HIV-infected research chimpanzees. This is horrible. They infected them on purpose to see what happens when you infect or get the HIV infection, right?
Right.
And what did you do?
Well, those poor animals, many if not most of them, have never been... out of a cage, and they have HIV, and what in the world is going to happen? Well, there are animal rescues or animal
sanctuaries
that can take them, but they can't put them in with the other chimps, so they have to build
a brand new one, huh?
For them, and that costs money, and I've been helping various sanctuaries to do exactly that, because if there were ever animals that deserve help, it's these ones that have been used in HIV.
Well, you're helping not only the animals that have been used, but the working animals too, like the elephants that are in the circuses. How many have we?
I do all I can to help them. Absolutely, the elephants in circuses are among the most abused of all animals, and they should not be in the circuses at all. And there are circuses that are actually abandoning the elephants, and it hadn't hurt their
attendance at all. No,
their attendance, no.
Their bottom dollar.
And the elephants in zoos, I've been working trying to help them too. And I might add, the leading zoos, the most progressive zoos, the best informed zoos, are closing their elephant exhibits because they have come to terms with the fact that an elephant cannot be healthy and certainly not happy in a zoo. When I say the big ones, I'm talking about the London Zoo, the National Zoo of Scotland. Look at the New York zoos have all closed their elephant exhibits. The Central Park Zoo, the Bronx Zoo,
wow.
The famous Chicago Zoo, Lincoln Park Zoo, they're all closing their elephant exhibits, and thank God for it.
It's hard to believe that there's universities that still experiment on cats, and you're putting an end to that. You're helping put an end to that.
I'm helping on that, too, yeah.
What are they doing?
Well, they're doing it for money. Universities will do many of them, will do anything to animals that they think that they can get a grant for. I mean, the who gives these grants to the universities? I've suddenly gone blank on it. It's a part of being 90 years old.
Oh, that's okay. That happens to me.
Sometimes I forget I'm Monty Hall. But in any event, they do it for money.
Thank you for all your work bringing this to even my attention. A lot of these things on this list here I did not know about. I was not aware of.
Well, I don't know what you've seen there that you aren't aware of, but whatever it is, you can bet we're doing all we can to try to do something about it. It's overwhelming, of course. You become discouraged, but I keep, when I speak with groups or whatever, anytime I have the opportunity, I point out that we have made such huge strides.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to describe the animal rights movement like a huge snowball rolling down a mountain. It's getting bigger and bigger all the time, and it's getting faster and faster all the time, and nobody is going to stop it. Now, at first, there were people who actually thought they were going to stomp out the animal rights movement. They know now that they're not. And some people who are really influential have become involved, and people who have money have become involved, and that's what it takes, and that's what we got, and that's why we're going to make this a better world for animals.
Again, our hero of the week. I'm going to put this list of the amazing things that you've done up at the website so people can check this out, and I thank you so much for joining us for our 13th time.
Well, it's a pleasure, and let's just keep it up. I'll tell you something that we are really grateful for in the animal rights movement, and that is the media. If it weren't for radio and television and newspapers, how would we get the word out? And it's all a matter of making people aware. Most people respect animals, but they don't understand and they don't know how they're being mistreated. And this program that you're doing with me right now is very valuable to us, and I thank you.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.